Washington Post columnist David Ignatius writes today about rumors that are sweeping Iraqi political circles in Baghdad, rumors of a coup. David Ignatius joins us. And David, you're here in Washington, so obviously the rumors have reached our capital, too.
I first heard them, Robert, when I was last in Baghdad in August, and I didn't take them all that seriously again. They've persisted. I've heard about them from Americans and from Iraqis that I talked to. And I thought it was worth mentioning them in my column for two reasons. First, the persistence and the fact that they also have registered with Bush administration officials who are aware of them. And second, because they illustrate just how desperate the situation is for Iraqis. They're watching the same horrible slaughter that we are, and they're thinking that something's got to give, and this is one of the things people talk about. I should underline, I don't think this is going to happen, and the reason is because I don't think the U.S. wants it to happen.
What is the scenario, though, that that you hear described, which, again, as you say, the United States, as you understand it, would not support, but what do people think might happen?
What people talk about is that Prime Minister Maliki, who by American and Iraqi accounts has not been successful in solving this problem of sectarian violence, would step aside, perhaps temporarily, and a commission, often described as a five-person commission, would step in representing the major strands in Iraqi life, Shiite parties, Kurdish parties, Sunnis, etc. And they would suspend normal parliamentary laws. They would declare martial law throughout the country. They would impose the kind of drastic solution to try to create order that we see in other countries. And it's not surprising in some ways that Iraqis are talking about it.
You write in today's column that people use the phrase national salvation government to describe what that panel of five would be. There's a certain amount of detail there which suggests that it's more than just a paranoid conspiracy theory. Somebody obviously has developed this theory.
Well, there's no way for me to tell from this distance. Probably would be no way for me to tell reliably at Baghdad either how serious this discussion has been. But I do know it involves some senior prominent Iraqi politicians. I think, as I say, it reflects a deep, deep frustration with where things are. For some time, there's been this notion that the democratic system the U.S. put in place simply has not been able to find solutions to the real problems people face on the ground. The gap between the world of the green zone, where people talk about these wonderful ideals, and the world outside the green zone, where people are being slaughtered by the dozens every day, is just so acute.
You write today that one name that's at least linked to these rumors is that of Ayad Alawi, who had been the interim leader in Iraq.
Ayad Alawi is still seen by some Iraqis as the strong man. The period when he was interim prime minister compared to now was one of relative stability. He has a reputation as a tough guy. The fact that he was once a Ba'athist before he became an opponent of Saddam, and was in fact Saddam tried to kill him several times, makes people think that perhaps he could reach out to insurgents and have some success. His biggest problem, obviously, would be that some of the Shiite parties that are now said to be associated with the death squads really hate him. So I think that's one reason to be skeptical about this idea really having legs, is that too many people would be opposed to the members of this commission.
Of course, for the United States to see a coup in Baghdad today would deprive the U.S. of what has been the main talking point of the administration on Iraq, that there have been elections and that there's an elected government there right now.
I don't think the U.S. wants in any way to see a coup in Baghdad. I need to underline that again. The fact that these rumors abound, that people are talking about them, should not be taken as a sign the U.S. supports them. I see no evidence the U.S. does. And I think this would undermine one of the last remaining rationales that we're creating a democracy in the Middle East. I think among many Americans who are thinking now not so much of victory, but as how to avoid really disastrous failure in Iraq, you know, people are being led from plan A to plan B and down through the alphabet. I mean, we're looking at choices that are not the ones we would like to be looking at.
David Ignatius, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
That's Washington Post columnist David Ignatius.